Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
They suppose that gain is godliness. That when we have something to show for it, either we've increased the size of our building, or we've increased our congregation, or our bank account, or in our own personal life, we've increased our reputation, we've increased these. They suppose that's godliness, that the world knows what you've increased in. I've increased in knowledge, I've increased in wealth, I've increased in favor amongst the brethren. Look how good I am, I'm so virtuous, I'm so... People that suppose that gain is godliness, the Bible says, withdraw thyself. Get away from it. Pull out of there. Stay away, because it couldn't be further from the truth. That's all the appearance of godliness. But when you have the power in your life, that respect and that reverence for God returns in everything that we do, especially our worship. We get thrown off if just an order of services is mixed up. I mean, we are so fickle in our life and the things that we like. I don't know how many of us could worship if we were to just do service backwards. It'd probably ruin most of our days. I can't believe he preached in the middle of the service and then we sang more songs. Or I can't believe he opened up with the sermon. Things should be done decently and in order. I understand these things. But the point being is that we don't enter in here with the reverence to God. We enter in here with a form of godliness. Because everything's going to be done in the box we want. Check it off. And Lord forbid something else happens. Is that the way that our worship ought to be? And is that worship pleasing and acceptable unto our Father? Or do we simply enter into these doors prepared to worship and to rejoice in the goodness of the Lord, prepared to receive the word of God when it's proclaimed, prepared to participate in the testimonies, in the songs, the singings, just the adoration of God our Father? That should be our worship. Without that reverence and godliness, it cannot be attained. And we go so far as to say it cannot be pleasing and acceptable unto God. There's so many other verses of Scripture I would love for us to look at for this issue of godliness. Because if we build on these other blocks, but we neglect this, everything else suffers. Because our worship will no longer be pure. Though we try to conduct ourselves in a pure and a virtuous way, without that reverence and that respect for God, is it really pleasing unto Him? Is it really genuine? Or are we suddenly those self-pleasers that we're warned about, where we've come into the house of the Lord. We've been here 4 times on Sunday. Surely He's happy with me. It's a dangerous place to be at. But it's a serious thing that we have to examine in your own life. I really wanted to tackle the brotherly love next to this. Reason being, just turn to Hebrews 13 real quick. This probably messed me up. We'll get all out of order, but we'll figure it out later. Hebrews 13. It's just so important to see. It's so important. Hebrews 13, and we're actually going to read the first few verses, the last few verses of chapter 12, in verse 28. So Hebrews 12, 28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably. How do we serve God acceptably? With what reverence and godly fear. You remember that little twin brother I told you about, that Greek word, it's right here, that word godly fear. That's what it's talking about. We have the word reverence, but this word godly fear, it literally means out of respect or fear of the Lord. Verse 29, for our God is a consuming fire. And then verse 1 of chapter 13, let brotherly love continue. Is that not the building blocks we just read in 2 Peter? Godliness, and add to that brotherly love. And right here in Hebrews, Paul writing, and he says, serve God with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Let brotherly love continue. Why? Because we will forget we'll become so focused on everyone being just as respectable and as reverent as possible that we'll cut them down or knock them out first chance that we get, neglecting that brotherly love. This issue of reverence and respect, it's for you personally, not for you to press upon somebody else, but it's your relationship between you and the Lord, this issue of godliness. Let me just read some scripture. We'll close here. Time's gotten away from us this morning. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, because this is good for us, I just want us to understand the weight of our worship, the importance of it. The Bible says, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. Have that temperance, self-control, even when you enter into the house of God. And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. This is very strong words and a caution towards people that are supposed to be worshiping. Be more ready to hear, be prepared to receive from the house of the Lord, than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not they do evil. The Bible says that when we bring our sacrifices or our prayers or our praises with a wicked heart, it's an abomination unto him. We think we do good. Here we are in church, and we know not that our very presence in here pretending to worship is an abomination to God the Father. They consider not they do evil. It's never even crossed their mind. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Remember the position of the relationship. God knows it all. And we come in here like we're going to tell him something. We're going to share him something. People are going to be blessed because they got to worship with us. Don't be rash with thy mouth. You be careful what you say in the house of God. As a matter of fact, just keep your words few, lest you say something you shouldn't. It's better off if you just keep silent and let God speak to you. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. You make a commitment to God in this place, among his people. The Bible says he'll require it of you. He's going to hold you to that. You promise, Lord, this week I'm going to go out of here, I'm going to get my life right, or I'm going to witness to more people, or I'm going to read more. And you don't do it, well, we think we get a free pass. We better be very careful what you promise to God. He says he'll hold you to it. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. You'd be better off, don't even commit, than to commit and not follow through. That's the seriousness and the reverence of our relationship with our worship with God the Father, of our walk with him. Now, we're not going to cherry pick this in the sense that we can't rejoice and be joyful. We're not going to stay in this mentality of you can't do anything. But it's important to understand the weight so that the things you do are intentional and they're pleasing unto God, because you come intent on worshiping and intent on receiving from God in the house of God with the people of God. Father, we just thank you so much for this time. Lord, we just pray that you would help us to be so thankful, Lord, for the relationship that you've made possible with you and for the opportunity to be in your house among your people. Lord, this morning, the worship hour, may it truly be pleasing and acceptable unto you, because we keep ever in the forefront of our minds your majesty, your wonder. May we remember our place on the earth, Lord, that we are here to serve you and to be used of you, not to try to bend you to fit our agenda or our will for our life. We just love you, Lord. Pray that you be with us in a special way. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.